Welcome back to Teletime, your weekly guide to the best television around. Our guest today is well-known TV critic Seru Sammy. Thanks for coming on the show, Seru.
It's a pleasure to be here, Talika.
Now, Seru, last time you were here, we were talking about the latest season of Celebrity Survivor.
That's right.
But today, we're talking about something very different. Tell me about Slow TV, the newest thing on the screen.
Well, as far as Celebrity Survivor and Slow TV go, the two couldn't be further apart. Slow TV is about filming ordinary events in real time, like boat trips, bus rides, or farm scenes. These are filmed without any kind of narration, and sometimes no music either. It goes back to some early film experiments by famous artist Andy Warhol in the 1960s. One of his famous works was called Sleep, which was a 5-hour movie of a man sleeping and nothing else.
Interesting.
I know what you're thinking, Talika. It sounds incredibly dull, but the idea has caught on in a big way.
I've heard as much. Apparently Netflix is already offering a range of slow TV series. What kind of slow television have you been watching?
Well, the Norwegians were the first to bring slow TV into the mainstream, and they're still making some great shows. My favourite is a film following a 7-hour train trip from Bergen to Oslo. There's no plot and no narration. Just 7 hours of beautiful scenery and a little bit of music.
I'm not sure if I could watch something like that for 7 hours. Surely it gets boring after one or two.
It is boring, I suppose. But that's the idea. Life in our modern society can be so busy and fast. And a lot of people want a break from that when they watch TV. So instead of watching high-stakes drama or gritty crime shows, they're choosing to watch people knitting for hours at a time, or a fire in a fireplace burning down to embers.
People knitting? I don't think I get it, Seru. How many of these shows have you seen?
I've watched quite a few, Talika, and as you can imagine, I had to invest a lot of time. The longest was an episode that followed a cruise along the coast of Norway. It was 134 hours long.
134 hours? Did you take a break?
I had to. That's 5.5 days, and not even I can sit there and watch TV for that long. I split it up over 2 weeks. But it was actually a very enjoyable experience. I felt very calm afterwards.
I think I'll have to take your word for it, Seru. For my part, I think I'd like to spend that time doing something more than sitting on a couch staring at a screen. In fact, the real cruise sounds like a much better experience than watching it on TV. But ironically, that's all we've got time for on the show today. Really appreciate you coming in, Seru.
You're welcome, Talika.